James Vanderbeek, Dr. Joe Briggs from NBC's Mercy is joining us on the line right now. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So, I'm not sure if I should call you a doctor or what. Is it weird to play such a role?
No, I insist on being called doctor now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you go around like with a little white coat everywhere you go now?
You know, it's so funny. Once you put on the costumes for something like this, you just feel the authority.
Oh.
You feel like you could write a prescription for somebody.
Do you? Come on now.
You know, it actually was one of the easiest roles I've ever slipped into, is the truth, and I'm not sure why. But it has to do, of course, with the fact that the writing is really good.
Yeah.
But there's just something about it. When you put on scrubs and you put on the white lab coat, you got the pager and the whole thing, you just feel, it was pretty easy to step into. The dialogue sometimes is a little tricky, but I've been handling that okay.
Like the lingo, you mean?
Yeah, I had a doozy last week.
Uh-oh. Give me something that really tripped you up.
I had to suggest that I could perform a circumferential pulmonary vein isolation and a linear left atrial ablation to achieve bidirectional conduction block.
Yeah, but, you know, we've all done that, though.
It's true. It's kind of cliche, but we went for it anyway. I tried to make it fresh this time.
James, what kind of a doctor are you? Now, that's the thing, though. I mean, did you do any research? Come on, like, doctors, nurses, I mean, these are highly regarded positions. Like, how do you prepare for something like that? I mean, obviously, you don't want to come into the role and, you know, be ignorant about it. So what did you do?
No, completely. We've got nurses and doctors on the set every day. We've got technical advisors. So every time we're doing a procedure, we learn how to do it. I like to learn what it's for, what the other options for the procedure might be, why we're doing this as opposed to that. The trick is to really just ground, even, you know, that little line that I just spouted off. I actually know exactly what kind of each of those things are. And so when you ground it in some kind of reality, it means something to you, and it ceases to become jargon. It actually becomes something that feels pretty organic.
Now, the show is in its first season. I know some people groaned when it started, saying it's another hospital show, but the fans love it. And like you said, the writing is great. The dialogue, it's very real. Written by the team from Friday Night Lights, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, Liz Heldens.
And so tell us about Mercy Hospital then. I mean, we're going on about it, but we haven't sort of set up what it's about.
Well, Mercy is a hospital in urban New Jersey, and so it's got kind of a... unromantic, not that New Jersey is not romantic, but it's got kind of a grittiness to it, and it's not one of those procedural shows that only stays in the hospital. It also gets into the characters' personal lives a little bit. It's got the hospital drama, and I felt like when I first saw the show before I was on it, I felt like it did a pretty good job of balancing the two. So you've got that kind of serialized drama element, and then you've got the hospital drama too.
All right, sit tight. We're going to talk more with James Vanderbeek of NBC's Mercy and find out about his womanizing character. The music continues right now, though, on Top of the Charts. James Vanderbeek from NBC's Mercy joining us on the line. And I know you're the new kid on the block then, and I can't imagine Dr. Briggs' womanizing cockiness will do very well. But you never know, right? I mean, especially with NBC.
You know,
no,
I'm having a lot of fun. I get to come in and play this brash, brilliant, arrogant guy who's... his top priority is saving the patient, but he's not afraid to step on toes or push people out of the way. And he's not precious with anybody's feelings.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think Briggs is one of those characters that you either love and you can't wait to see what he says or what he does next, or you just roll your eyes when he comes. Well, actually, you tell me, what's the reaction people give your character? I'm sure you must get feedback.
People are really, thank God, loving this character so far. I mean, and those that hate him kind of love to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those characters where you feel like, oh God, this guy again, but you kind of can't stop watching.
But you want
to... You're just not sure what he's going to do next.
Yeah.
He is unpredictable, and he's marching the beat of his own drummer.
Yeah, and like, he's one of them, you want to see what's going to happen next. It's like, what is this guy going to, can he be for real sort of thing?
Yeah, imagine if House was manipulative enough to be able to turn on a bedside manner whenever he felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's this guy. He can turn on the charm when need be.
Now, of course, the next obvious question is, when is Jay Leno taking over the show? No. Kidding. Kidding. Uh-oh.
They're going to yank the show up here and give it back, give the touch back to
ER. Oh, there's going to be trouble. I didn't say it. You didn't say it either, okay? Well, let's just put that on the record.
Neither one of us said it. We love it.
No, it was rumors. It was TMZ. So, what's happening next, then, at Mercy Hospital?
You never know. The thing with my character is he's kind of a thrill seeker. in a way, I think he loves the stakes. And when you're an adrenaline junkie, that often spills over in your personal life in a not so positive way. So he's got a couple dark secrets in his closet, and they'll be slowly revealed, I think, over the course of the next couple episodes.
Sounds interesting. And you know, it's funny, I love technology. My computer totally just froze up. I was going to bring up the Dawson's Creek website, but apparently that's a no-no here. I don't know what's going on, but I've got to ask you, you know, Dawson Leary, your time on the Creek, how many seasons do you have on DVD? Do you still watch the show these days?
I don't know. I don't watch it. I actually haven't even seen, I would say, at least half the episodes we shot.
It's a classic, though. I mean, people still must talk to you about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people still call me Dawson. People still talk about it. You know, it's especially, you know, the way the business is now, it's a really rare thing to have a show that runs that long and is that successful. And so I feel pretty fortunate to have been a part of it.
Wouldn't that have been funny if you were Dr. Dawson on Mercy?
It'd be a little weird, wouldn't it?
A little crossover there. I hate computers. Or do you like computers? Are you a Twitterer or no?
Yeah,
you are?
I'm at Vander James.
Okay, all right. So we'll have to check that out then. And do you have... You've got a website or no, yeah?
I will have a website, sure. Okay. Just in the process of putting it together.
Okay, well, we're going to follow you on Twitter then, nonetheless. And we're also going to be watching you on Mercy. That is 8 Eastern NBC, right?
Yes, 8 o'clock p.m. Wednesday nights.
So we're going to check it out. Dr. Joe Briggs, James Vanderbeek, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Goodbye.